Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, August 26th. The Pentagon says 12 U.S. service members were killed and 15 were injured in the explosions outside Kabul airport today. U.S. General Kenneth McKenzie says they were killed by suicide bombers while doing physical checks of people entering the airport. CNN says more than 60 people are dead and at least 140 wounded, according to an official with Afghanistan's Ministry of Public Health. Reports say there were at least two explosions, one near the Abbey Gate at the airport and one near the Baron Hotel. Canada said this morning it has flown its last emergency evacuation flight out. A small number of Canadian Armed Forces personnel had stayed behind. The Department of National Defense has said on Twitter that all Canadian Forces members are safe and accounted for. Officials say while Canada's military emergency evacuation mission is over, the overall evacuation efforts are not. Ministers said yesterday they are working with international partners to help people leave, and for those who have already fled, fly them from a third country to Canada. On the federal election campaign trail today, Liberal leader Justin Trudeau promised to increase guaranteed income supplement payments by $500 for single seniors and $750 for couples each year. Conservative leader Erin O'Toole said he would require companies that hire gig economy workers to make contributions equivalent to EI and CPP to a portable employee savings account. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh is promising to build 500,000 new homes, stop speculation that fuels skyrocketing housing prices, and introduce a 20% foreign buyer's tax. South Bruce OPP say there has been a serious crash at Bruce County Road 4 and Concession 2 south of Teeswater. It appears a transport truck and a smaller vehicle collided. The road is closed. OPP are investigating a serious assault at Sauble Beach. They say at 10 last night, police and paramedics responded to a report of a stabbing on Main Street. One person was taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. As a result of this investigation, Grey Bruce OPP have arrested and charged 19-year-old Elias Dimopoulos from Etobicoke with aggravated assault. He was scheduled for a bail hearing today. Two people have been charged with drug-related offenses after OPP executed a search warrant in Kincardine. OPP searched a property on South Street yesterday. The search warrant was related to a break-and-enter reported on August 8th at a business on Millennium Way. Police say they seized meth, oxycodone, a break-in tool, and a stolen credit card. A 26-year-old Kincardine man was arrested and charged with numerous offenses, including possession of meth and theft under $5,000. A 31-year-old Kincardine woman was also charged with one count of possession of meth. The province is reporting 678 new cases of COVID-19 today. The Grey Bruce Health Unit reported zero new cases today and five more resolved ones. There are 22 active cases in the region. The Grey Bruce Health Unit says water sampling at Southampton Beach has identified higher levels of bacterial contamination. Public Health says the results are in excess of Ministry of Health and Long-Term Care standards and are consistent with the high wave action and cloudiness identified at the time of sampling. Resampling of the beach water has been carried out to determine the safety of swimming in the water again. Several participants in the Connect to Skills construction training program have been hired after helping build new homes in Neyashinigming. The four-county Labor Market Planning Board says in a release, working with Habitat for Humanity on July 23rd was the culmination of the free six-week training program. Through that program, Habitat for Humanity was able to hire one participant immediately, while 50% of the others found work elsewhere. In sports, the Toronto Blue Jays are playing the Chicago White Sox. At the end of the seventh inning, the White Sox were leading 9-7 over the Jays. Two games in the Grey Bruce Ladies Fastball League tonight. The Allenford Gators take on the Bears, while the Desborough Royals face Meaford Leakey Canoe. At the Women's World Hockey Championship in Calgary, Canada takes on the United States at 6 this evening, with top spot in Group A on the line. An NHL offseason note, the Carolina Hurricanes have locked up forward Andrei Svechnikov to an 8-year, $62 million contract extension. In Junior B lacrosse exhibition action, the Owen Sound Junior North Stars face the Orangeville Northmen at 8 tonight, and plenty of anglers will be hitting the waters of Georgian Bay in search of salmon and trout as the 2021 Owen Sound Salmon Spectacular is set to get underway at 12:01 tomorrow morning and runs through September 5th. That's a look at news and sports. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you're up to date.